Distorted View Daily proudly presents a demonstration of an upcoming video game.
Okay, this is the first demo of the game, Dildo Tank. Basically, the goal of the game is to shoot dildos in the vagina of big women while... Oh, that was big. While not getting stepped. Right now, if I get stepped, I don't die. But later on, it will die, of course. Yeah, the game is not still finished. So, there is not much of music. Much more sound effects or graphics. Just wait some more and it will be all there. And I hope it will be a lot of fun. And there are right now two girls. Maybe there will be more than two girls. Ow! Now I would be dead because I would be stepped on. My little dildo tank would be crushed. Anyway, that's about it.
Hey, Franks, it's Sunday, June 2nd, 2019. Coming up on the program today, the story of Goldilocks and the Three Dongs. Plus, men coming their faces off so hard. Selling your baby for $50. And a Linda Finkel lifetime achievement card. All this, plus your voicemails today.
I'm a pretty pony, clippity-clop. Clippity-clop.
Oh, if I was to take a shit now, honey, it'd be a nice, sweet turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass for you.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right. Hey, freaks, back here with you for a weekend makeup show because, of course, I missed Friday's podcast. Did a best of show in its place as the... waterproofing people were in our basement finishing up. So I do have a great program for you today, and we start with a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame lifetime achievement card. Just something I made up right now, but I'm pretty sure we featured this guy many years ago on the show, and I'm surprised he's still at it. He really is my favorite type of Linda Finkel Hall of Famer in that he tackles songs that he's never heard before. Marianne was a master at this.
Go on, leave me breathless.
You know, like, she'll start singing half a second after the backing vocals come in, you know?
The daylight fading slowly. The time with you is standing still. Waiting for you all.
Now, this is an older song. But it's like, it's new music to Marianne, of course. I mean, Marianne will sing like Chattanooga Choo Choo, like songs from the fucking 1930s or something. So this is like as new as it gets, like songs from the 90s. So I won't hold it against you if you don't recognize the song Breathless, but here's what it's supposed to sound like. Keep Marianne's version in the back of your mind.
The daylight is fading slowly, but I...
slowly, but time with you is standing still. I'm waiting for you only. The slightest touch and I feel weak. I cannot lie from you. I cannot hide.
Now let's listen to Marianne's take.
The slightest touch and I feel weak. I cannot lie from you. I cannot hide, and I won't be able to try.
It's a completely different song. There's no question in my mind. This bitch has never heard Breathless before. Why even bother singing it? Either learn the song or sing something you know. So the Linda Finkel Hall of Famer I have for you today is like the male counterpart to Marianne. And he's a doctor, ladies. I've got several selections from Dr. KC here. His last name is Chaudhry, Dr. K. Chaudhry. He's an Indian man. You know, that Elton John biopic came out, so I thought we'd start with an Elton John song, because I'm sure many of you are in the mood, saw his movie this past weekend. You've never heard Elton John sound like this, though.
It's a little bit funny. is feeling in town. I'm not one of those who can easily harm.
Like, he kinda knows how the song is supposed to go.
Oh, I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house with. We both could live.
I think he has dentures, and you can sort of hear his teeth rattling around his head.
If I was a sculptor, but then again, no.
A man for the traveling show. I can't help but wanting to sing to fix his mistakes.
Not much, but
gotta give it some emotion here. Didn't I try singing this song once?
I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Yeah, this is how it's supposed to sound. Oh.
What the fuck was that? I'm trying to record a nice, pretty song, and the track's all fucked up. Just my goddamn luck. I hate my life, and I hate all my listeners. You guys are all conspiring against me. Why can't I do anything right? Why won't you let me? I'm just trying to entertain you, goddammit.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Nothing has ever gone up for you. I hate you all.
This is the day my heart almost exploded, I think. Got a little worked up there. Let's move on. Elton John didn't sound so great. He also tried some ABBA with Waterloo. Oh, I like Waterloo. I might have to try my hand at this one too. This is not Waterloo. What? The music is drowning him out. All I hear is no, 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 no. No. Let's move to another decade. Let's try the 80s. Here he is singing Electric Light Orchestra's Mr. Blue Sky, which I have featured in a DV log many years ago. Love this song. The Avenue. Okay. He really needs to work on his levels here. Here's a song you guys should all know. Katy Perry's Firework.
But no one seems to hurt me. Do you know this? Is it just for you? This fucking Jew.
Did you just say fucking Jew? This guy's racist.
This is just for you. This fucking Jew.
I'm pretty sure that was fucking Jew, you anti-Semitic brick.
Just gonna ignite the light.
Here we go.
Let it shine. Just don't know.
Is he singing in English, guys? I can't tell.
Like the 4th of July.
Oh, 4th of July, yeah.
Baby, to the firework. Come on, show them what you are.
I don't recognize the chorus. We're at the chorus, right? It's gonna be like firework, you know, like that. Guess not. Let's end with a twofer Sunday. Oh, one of my favorites, Weezer. We've got two Weezer songs. First up, Island in the Sun.
Hip, hip.
Oh, he got that part right. Yeah, he's never heard this song before. Did I mention today's episode of Distorted View Daily is one long test of patience? The final Weezer song is Say It Ain't So. KC prefers classic Weezer.
Oh yeah. All right.
I think I play this song in Rock Band.
Somebody's crying.
Oh, look, he doesn't know what the fuck he's singing. Let me just fast forward to the chorus here.
Take it and so.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That is a heartbreaker.
That's Dr. K. Chaudhry butchering the classics. Now I remember why I stopped featuring him. You hear one of his songs, you kind of get the idea there. Thank you, Dr. KC.
I can feel it
now.
Coming in the air tonight.
I don't have the stomach for your Phil Collins today. I don't have the stomach for the real Phil Collins. All right. Guys, is there anything funnier in the world than hearing a man ejaculate? You know, when a woman comes, I can understand it being hot. Like, you're giving her this immense pleasure, and she's all like, oh, yeah, oh, my God, oh, this is so bad. You're doing this to me, you're doing it, you're giving it to me, yeah! You know, like, you know, I get it. But a guy is just out of control, and he does not say nice things when he comes. You like that, slut? I'm gonna blow in your whore hole now! Ugh. See? Compare that to, oh, my God, you're giving it to me, you're making me come, thank you. I don't know if women say thank you when they're orgasming, but you get the idea. Take my spunk in your cum receptacle. Drop in loads in your meat bag. Or I don't know what you guys call pussy holes. Our good friends at eFucked have compiled some of the worst male orgasms ever. I'm only going to play a few of them here because I urge you all to check out the video over there at eFucked. It's about 5 minutes long and worth every second of your time and attention. Let's take a listen to a few, though. Like, the woman isn't doing anything. She's just laying there. He's fucking her, but still she's doing something wrong. At first it's like, no. The hell is wrong with you? I was so close and then you ruined it. Like, dude, this is all on you if you can't get there at this point. You have her ass up, her face is buried in the pillow, and you have her pinned down. She couldn't move if she wanted to. You're steering the ship here. All right, let's see how this ends.
Come on.
He's coming.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's not funny.
Don't laugh at me. This is serious business. I was fucking you good. Something's wrong with this whore. I got a defective one. All right, here is another male orgasm.
You're making me come in your pussy.
Smeagol fucking her. Lots of interesting noises coming out of that guy. Also, this dude. I think he's a T-Rex. Or a pterodactyl. Oh, something out of Jurassic Park. I just saw Godzilla today. He sounds like one of those big monsters. Are you Mothra? Mothra's a woman. Female, sorry. Rodan, are you Rodan? You know, when I saw that there was a new compilation of the worst male orgasms, I just assumed it was going to be guys screaming, yeah, like, you know, extended loads being shot, right? But there are a lot of strange noises. You've heard Gollum and Godzilla. Now, I don't know what this is. Some guy drowning, I think. Oh. Next up, a guy fucking a girl with a dick. I don't know if what we're supposed to call them. Like, if it's a porn, are we allowed to call them she-males still? Or is that not politically correct? I don't know. I did not get the memo on that. But here is the chick with a dick, just to be descriptive of what's happening here, coming. She's coming. Very feminine. And now we've got a woman. It looks like she's just masturbating. She's masturbating a big fat old man.
Faster, hold it. Watch out. Let go. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Fucking shit. Oh.
Whoa, make it rip on me.
Oh my god. Oh, that was fucking. Oh.
Old men are so enthusiastic and happy just to be climaxing.
I'm sorry. I'll get all of you.
He paid for this sex, right? You get your money's worth, dude. All right. And finally, just, I guess, coming from a blowjob. Some homemade porn.
Oh, God. Oh, suck it. Oh!
Oh, he's falling down. She grabbed him, though. He's dude, you are going to give yourself a heart attack. It's an old man, but he's losing control of his motor functions.
You okay?
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good.
Huh? This is all perfectly normal. All right. One final short one here, just a standard loud orgasm. You want to see the rest? Check them out. The worst male orgasms ever at efucked.com. And finally, before we get into the news today, I've got audio of a son and father fighting. The father is kind of a pussy in that he lets his son talk to him this way, but what is the father supposed to do in this day and age? You can't smack the fuck out of your kids anymore. I wouldn't know. If I can't resort to violence, I don't know how to keep these kids under control. Like, how are you supposed to do it if they just, you know, if they're losing their minds like this? Parents of teenagers, please call into the show and explain to me how you can live like this.
I don't give a fuck no more. Get out of fucking video. A fucking 16-year-old kicks your fucking ass. Go. Fucking pathetic
Go
ass
away
bitch.
From me.
Yeah, the fuck's like, please leave me alone.
Please leave. Call the fucking cops, bro. Call the fucking cops.
This is all going down in a tiny bathroom, by the way. I don't know if that's what the fight is over. It's like, bro, I need to take a shit. And the father's like, I'd like to take a shower, please.
Call the fucking cops, bro. Call the fucking cops. I don't give a fuck. Leave, please. You know I don't give a fuck.
You do, so stop being so
crazy. Oh, I do, huh?
I don't think he gives a fuck.
Stop, please, now leave.
Please.
You know,
fuck you, nigga. Fuck you.
They're both white, by the way, of course.
Fuck you.
Please.
Fuck you.
Alright, let me go. I'm taking a shower.
I don't give a fuck.
Please.
You ain't taking shit.
Just please.
You ain't taking shit.
Come on.
You ain't taking shit.
What a weird thing for the fight to include. Like, blocking your dad from showering.
Dan.
What? Push him out.
No.
Yeah, push me out, pussy.
Just go.
Push me out, pussy. Push me out, pussy.
Go.
Push me out, pussy.
Grab your stuff and go to mom's.
Go.
Go in my bathroom.
Push yeah, me out, pussy.
I'm not gonna.
Oh, get it rolling.
He's acting crazy.
I'm acting crazy.
He's just a bitch.
You ain't taking shit, nigga. I told you that.
The father is kind of a bitch.
Fuck ass nigga. Fuck you.
Do you think Santa Claus is going to leave presents to a boy who acts like this? I don't think so. You better just adjust yourself. Does that work on 16-year-olds? Probably not. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Unlike unlike most podcasts, we don't do a lot of advertising here. I mean, we have Adam and Eve. They've been a sponsor for almost a decade now, I think. But aside from them, I don't really load up the podcast with ads, and that's for a good reason. It's because I rely on my freaks. We've got a member site over there at superfreaksideshow.com. When you become a true and honorable freak over there, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive podcasts just for paying members, usually about two times a week, typically on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So when you sign up, you get access to all of those things and a personalized RSS feed that works with most podcasting apps. So you'll load in this feed, put in your username and password in the app, and then you'll get all of the free shows and all of the Sideshow exclusive material in one convenient place. Check it out. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. The other way the show is supported is our Patreon account. You can pledge a few bucks, as little as a dollar, over there at patreon.com/distortedview. If you pledge at least a dollar, you get access to my little personal podcast where I talk about myself, and it's a work in progress, but if you really want to know more about myself, I guess that is the podcast for you. I just posted a new episode of that. And also, if you pledge $20 or $50, and believe it or not, there are some people that do, I just emailed you over there at Patreon. Check your Patreon messages. I'm asking for some information from you guys. Just want you to be aware that that message is waiting for you. Okay, so yes, patreon.com/distortedview. Check it out. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, critics are calling out a YouTuber after her completely insane advice was posted. She made a video that includes false claims that vaccines poison babies and cause autism, among other things. That apparently does not violate YouTube's policy on medical misinformation, according to the Google-owned video giant. Brittany Auerbach, a.k.a. Montreal Healthy Girl, incorrectly claims that viruses in vaccines inflame brain tissue, that babies under 1 year of age can't create antibodies in response to vaccines, and that children with autism can have parasites longer than their bodies that are expelled when they do cleanses. Yeah, she not only believes in the evils of vaccines, she believes in all sorts of nutty stuff involving essential oils, liver cleanses / purges, reversing autism.
That I do believe that autism can be halted and all honestly reversed in most cases, depending
honestly
on how long it's gone on.
Honestly,
I do feel that if it isn't many, many years and, you know, there isn't a lot of, like, developmental, lack of progress that sort of has gone on, then I think that a lot of the time you can do a full turnaround.
Using just citrus peel extract? Bleach enemas?
But I have a very, very strong belief based on what I know, what I've researched, and in the field that I work in.
I am an internet-ordained aura healer and a doctor of potion crafting. My area of expertise is in butt stuff, really just pouring things in your anus and seeing what comes out.
And in the field that I work in, I believe that one of the main contributing factors to autism are vaccinations. The reason why I think this is because vaccines have a ton of additives, and because a lot of the viruses that are injected into babies when they're young actually can create encephalitis, and the viruses themselves can actually inflame the brain tissue and create abnormal changes to the way that the nervous system and the brain develops in young.
Apart from vaccines, a mother can harm her unborn child's nervous system in several ways. Auerbach falsely claims that this includes the mother herself being vaccinated. If she eats a lot of processed foods, you could ruin your child's nervous system. Or if she eats genetically modified foods, takes prenatal supplements prescribed by her doctor. Every fucking thing millions of women do when they're pregnant. Drink fluoridated water, or if they keep air fresheners in their house. Dr. Horseshit recommends an all-natural air freshener made by pissing on a tampon. then you just hang it somewhere in the house. The natural ammonia from the piss cleans and disinfects the air. Okay, she doesn't recommend making a piss tampon air freshener. That's my idea. But it might as well be hers. The theory that vaccines cause autism has been wholly debunked. The video has outraged scientists with McGill University Office for Science and Society, who have investigated Healthy Girl in the past, including for a video in which she claimed that cancer is actually a good thing because it's a warning the body is too acidic. Where's that video? I couldn't find it. I just used the search terms like acid cancer or acidity cancer. I did find this, though.
About sluggish bowel.
And sluggish bowel syndrome.
What happens is you can end up sort of, marinating in the bathroom.
Don't use cooking terms when talking about shitting. There's just a little hot tip for you, lady. Anyway, Dr. Joe Schwartz, director of the Office for Science and Society, said, Auerbach is influential and seductive, and she has a large following. Her top five videos have had more than 500,000 views. She just can't be dismissed as inconsequential. She has about 150,000 YouTube subscribers. I think she actually believes in what she says, which may be even more dangerous because she sounds so authentic. Oh boy, did I call this. Auerbach studied at the, this is some French thing, Institut de Formation Naturopathic du Québec in 2012 to 2013 for 1 year. It's an online establishment. I think you have to take a longer course if you want to sell Mary Kay Cosmetics. She has no expectation of accountability, and it's true, said Dr. Clay Travis Jones, a pediatrician at Newton Wesley Hospital outside of Boston. She'll never watch a child with measles, encephalitis, suffer and die. Babies have functioning, although immature, immune systems, he added. They have white blood cells, and they make antibodies. She has absolutely no clue what the fuck she's talking about. I added the fucking. As well, there's literally thousands of studies showing that vaccines currently given to young infants are safe and effective. It looks like this woman's, after like news started reporting on her, it looks like all of her videos have been demonetized. Like no advertisements now air like before or after her videos start playing. All right, second story we have for you today. A British man was left struggling with a rock-hard boner for 9 days. Will someone just sit on it after he fell off his moped and damaged his genitals? Oh, now I understand why no one would fuck him during those 9 days to help get it down. It's because he rides around in a moped. Nerd. It took 12 months for the 35-year-old. 12, a whole year? It took 12 months for the 35-year-old to return to normal erectile function following the injury. Surprisingly, he wasn't in pain while he walked around with a grade 4 erection. Okay, I did not know these things were graded. I need to find a chart. This may be the most important thing since the Bristol stool chart we've uncovered, freaks. Oh my god, and it's called the erection hardness score. I wonder what my standard erection score is on this scale. All right, this guy had a grade 4 erection. It's classified as the strongest type on the medical scale. The man said he experienced mild discomfort in walking before he decided to check himself into a hospital after suffering for more than a week. Doctors told him he had bruised his perineum, a small area in between the anus and genitals. It's called the taint. It caused a continuous flow of blood to be sent to his penis. Can we use this information for guys that have erectile dysfunction? Guys, if you can't get it up, just try piercing your taint. Just punch it. Take a hammer to your taint. Just try to bruise it and see if that might help before you go to the doctor. No one wants to go to a doctor, right? I'd rather take a hammer to that thing. All right, the blood then became trapped and was unable to drain. If not treated immediately, it can lead to scarring and permanent erectile dysfunction. University Hospital Southampton's findings of the man's unusual symptoms were published last month in Case Reports in Urology. I don't know why I'm not subscribed to that. I should get it every month. All right, it read, on examination, there was a grade 4 erection with a rigid base. All right, go on. I'm interested. And shaft. Oh, a rigid shaft, too, with slight dorsal curvature of 10 degrees. Perfect. That curvature is just right. It's the dick Goldilocks would choose. She tried getting fucked by the first bear dick, and it was curved too far to the right.
I don't like it, it hurts, she said.
So she hopped on the second bear's dick, which was curved too far to the left.
That dick tickles too much,
Goldilocks giggled. So she dismounted and then straddled the third bear's dick.
Ooh, this is curved just right. Yeah, yeah, Goldilocks gonna milk that bear cock. Yeah, you gonna make me come bear, huh?
You know, in the story, it's the mama bear's chair, porridge, and bed that Goldilocks opts for because it's, you know, not too big, not too small. I'm thinking mama bear's dick is actually a strap-on, and this is a lesbian fairy tale. I should write that book. Nursery rhymes and fairy tales for little lesbian children and dandy fop boys. I smell a gold mine. All right, finishing up with the story here. There was a superficial hematoma, or blood clot, present to the scrotum in the base of the penis. Priapism, the term given for an erection that lasts too long, is caused in 95% of cases when blood can't leave the penis because of a blockage of blood vessels. Now, there are a couple different kinds of priapisms. There's low-flow priapism. Drugs are used to treat that erectile dysfunction. The motorcyclist suffered high-flow priapism after his injury caused two fistulas, of course, which redirected the blood to his penis. In around 60% of cases, they resolve on their own, but this patient decided to have an invasive procedure to treat it. Must have really been uncomfortable for him. The man improved shortly after. It did take up to a year to have complete normal erectile function return. Be careful out there, even if you ride a moped. All right, final story we have for you today. A Pennsylvania man tried to hawk his infant daughter to a stranger for $50 and then claimed it was all a joke. Dinez Ock, 59, was arrested by Middletown police after a man told cops the dad walked past him late Wednesday while holding a baby and offered to sell the child for $50. You want her? Ock said, $50. Shocked by the offer, the witness called cops, according to the files. Responding officers found Ack clad in checkered pajamas while holding his daughter outside his home. I joke, Ack said. After consulting with the county prosecutors, investigators found the allegations to be no laughing matter because of an active protection from abuse order filed against Ack, so he may have been serious, mandating that he steer clear of his daughter and her mom. So somehow he got a hold of her and then was offering her up. It's a mobile garage sale. It's unclear if Ack and the woman are still married. Police said prosecutors approved charges against Ack due to a course of conduct. He was later charged with misdemeanor criminal attempt and endangering the welfare of a child. To me, at first, I would think, oh, okay, this guy, it is just a joke. $50 is way too low a price. Everyone knows you can get more for a little baby. Think about the economics of this, right? But then you factor in things like he has a protective order out against him, right? He's not allowed to be around his kid. He's walking around outside in pajamas. Yeah, he may have been trying to offload the kid for a few quick dollar bills. He was later charged with misdemeanor criminal attempt and endangering the welfare of a child. Ack is expected to return to court on July 17th, so... there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Sunday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact me. Show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. We've got a Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar. Patrons get a special phone number to call. As a matter of fact, I've got a few patrons calling in today. Yes, caller. Go right ahead. Any time now. Why isn't this playing? It's 35 seconds long. Hello? The fuck?
The Bears.
It's the wrong
the
one.
The Bears.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin. The Bears. You're going down. Going down this year. Distorted View Football Fantasy League.
Yeah, I think that goes down. A Distorted View Fantasy Football League in the Discord if you want to participate in that. Let's try this again. I have the message right here. It was transcribed. The fuck? Can I download it? That's not working. Oh, here we go. Finally.
Hey, Tim. God back damn. You come here.
Very important message. This is the one I've been trying to play now. Bag of cum checking in.
Called the other day saying that I would remove my Patreon pledge if you didn't solve the day. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean it. It was 10 in the morning.
I understand.
Drinking.
We all get very worked up over this bidet.
I'm sorry. I would never do that. I've been listening to you for over a decade, and I just want to give you...
I'm waiting for Lord Douche to go away for a while so I can install it. And
money.
Not notice it.
We should play Splatoon 2
just
sometime.
Always around.
Anyway, I'm sorry. You should really solve the day, though, just so people stop booking about it. Okay.
All right, yes. What did he say about Splatoon? I do play... Well, I haven't played Splatoon 2 in a long time. I've been working my way through Zelda Breath of the Wild. I'm just about ready to beat Ganon again. I've defeated and conquered all the other divine beasts. I love, you know, my favorite side quest in that game is the one where, like, you help the guys build a new town, Tarrytown, and, like, the construction company is the gayest fucking thing ever. You guys know what I'm talking about? Like, the owner of the construction company has like, I think he's wearing, like, a pink handkerchief around his forehead, all tied up, and he's always like, ooh, look at you. If you talk to him and you're not wearing a shirt, he's like, ooh, Studley. That's my favorite quests right now. Weirdest thing.
Tim, it's Cat Lady.
Hi, Cat Lady. It's been a while since I heard from you.
Listening to Trapped in the Closet, but I said part 9.
Oh!
And I know that I have...
You said part 9! I played part 2!
...in my mouth with a fake teeth retainer, whatever.
Yeah.
So I apologize. It's my fault.
Also, Google translated it to part 2.
But you have to watch Trapped in the Closet part 9. It is... the funniest thing, I swear to God.
Okay, all right, because the part 2 wasn't that funny. So I will look up part 9, but first let me play another call here.
Timmy Boo, Sideshow for DJ C, and a loyal $20 Patreon subscriber. You said keep a lookout for a survey. How would I get that survey? Is it in my email?
Well, I just talked about it today. Yeah, I was gonna do a survey, and really, all I need to know is because I have your addresses. So the only information I really needed was like your T-shirt size, because for some of you guys that pledge like $20 or $50, I'd like to send you some stuff, T-shirts, you know. But instead, I sent a message to everyone who needed that information.
I want my free stuff. I want my T-shirt.
So check your messages over there.
You're the best, Timmy Boo. I love you. And I got another raise coming up in June.
Oh,
June.
Wow.
And,
well, congratulations.
I think I'm going to move to the $25 subscriber level.
I love that. We're all winners here. You get a raise and I get a raise. Every little bit helps, right? All right, so here is Trapped in the Closet Chapter 9. Well, that's right. It is only a minute, 48 seconds in length. There's a black cop and a woman in the kitchen.
He looks around the kitchen and says something that's really weird. And she says, why do you say that? He says, because you keep trying to get me out of here. He said, ever since I've been in this house, your face has went from white to red. And remember when I first walked through the door, you act like you had seen a ghost from the dead. Then he says, girl, if you're hiding something, I'm gonna be so mad. Then he hears something falling. He says, what the fuck was that? She said, it sounds like it came from upstairs. Sounds like the plumbing. He said,
I love that he sings in a white trash Southern accent.
Sounds like the plumbing. He said,
sounds like the plumbing.
That sound did not come from upstairs. I'd be damned if you're not up to something. Said, now the sound that I just heard, it came from this kitchen. And then he looks over by the stove while she's easing over by the dishes. And then he walks over to the refrigerator and pushes it back. And then he looks her in her face, looks like she's about to have a heart attack. Then he notices the pie on the counter, one slice is missing. Now the story's getting scary, cause he comes to realize that Bridget is allergic to cherries. Then he slowly looks up at her, and now her face is red as hell. He's breathing real hard, moving closer, she says, huh, you don't look so well. And then he says, move, she says, no. He says, move, she says, no. Bitch, move, she moves. And then he looks at the cabinet. He walks to the cabinet, get close to the cabinet.
I thought this was supposed to all take place in a closet.
Now he's opening the cabinet. Now pause the movie, cause what I'm about to say to y'all is so damn twisted. Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget. Midget, midget.
Wait,
midget.
What? Is that supposed to be funny? Cause it is, but I thought like the whole trapped in the closet thing was... like a serious piece by R. Kelly, or supposed to be serious. Is that it? Chapter 9 ends with a midget in a kitchen cabinet. All right, well, Love Lady Cat Lady, you ended up being right. That was a great 1 minute 48 seconds. Thank you for all of the calls. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD is in OGOD.
But the man is a midget, midget.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow to kick off a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
We should be able to deliver bottled hot water to dehydrated babies.